Great. Now, Amanda, explain to us how Amanda Selwyn Dance Theater began.
Yeah, so as a choreographer, I come to dance with a theater background, and I really like to work in a collaborative way. So in 2000, I actually started a choreographer's workshop that met once a week, where I got together with other choreographers that wanted to have an opportunity to exchange ideas, share works in progress, work on their creative methodology and processes. And from that workshop, I started presenting these annual festivals with my work as well as the work of the other choreographers. And then as I got more confident and more grounded in my own creative processes and my own aesthetic, I really wanted to focus on just presenting my work. And what I actually ended up doing was taking the process of the workshop and bringing it into my rehearsal studio process. So what I do in the studio with the dancers really came from the origins of the company, which is about fostering creative expression from all those involved. So I come to the dance studio with ideas, and we play them out in live time with the dancers. So rather than all choreographers work different ways, and some come in and teach the movement, the dancers learn the movement, and then they replicate it. I come in with an image, and then we play around. What does this make you feel? What does it look like to put in your arms, to put in your legs, to play in a partner situation? What gesture manifests this particular image to you? And from that, we develop this whole movement vocabulary. So that process has really been refined over the years, and I've been able to keep it going and grow the organization. And also along the way, we've built out this enormous education program bringing dance to the New York City public schools. Because from the outset, we started doing these lecture demonstrations where we'd go into the schools and workshop the same movement-making idea that I'm talking about. I call it the movement exchange method, where it enables people to develop their own self-expression through movement. So we started working with young people as we were working with adults. And then along the way in 2005, we got our vendor license from the New York City Department of Education to go into the city schools. And now we're really just a two-armed organization. We have the Amanda Selwyn Dance Theater Professional Company and Notes in Motion, the dance education arm of the company.